Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our hymn this week is The Sweet By and By. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 27, we find the words of Jesus when he said, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." True Christian character is certainly seen in our biblical heroes, but it may often be seen in those of more recent times. Hope is a character quality that looks beyond our immediate circumstances and shows what we as believers have waiting for us. In the Sweet By and By is one of the most enduring songs written after the Civil War. It was composed by Sanford Bennett, who was the owner of a drugstore in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. He had just returned from the war, and a friend, Joseph Webster, a gifted musician, trained formally in composition, came to the store each day to talk and play chess. Often Webster would be depressed and down. When asked what was wrong, Webster would often reply, "It will be all right by and by." That idea hit Bennett like a flash of sunlight. As Bennett later described the incident, he took out a pen, and it was all over in 30 minutes. A new hymn was born. In short order, he was singing the words along with Webster and two other friends. The hymn was perfect for the post-Civil War era because it conveyed the pathos with a mixture of comforting warmth. It came to typify the virtues of spiritual hope. Sweet By and By. Verse 1, "There is a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by we shall meet on that beautiful shore." Verse 2, "We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirits shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest." And the chorus, "In the sweet by and by we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by we shall meet on that beautiful shore." Verse 3, "To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore." May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.